Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for being in the listening audience for Light for Living. And I trust that our few moments together this morning will be a help and a blessing to you, encouragement to your heart, and above all, exalt our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friend, today, of course, as you well know, is the 4th of July, Independence Day. And I ask you to be found faithful to the house of God. And why don't you rejoice in the freedom that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ? Freedom from sin, free from the bonds, but totally dependent upon Him. Yeah, we refer to it as Independence Day, but we should be completely dependent on the Lord God Almighty. And certainly be in that good church home if you have one. If you don't, come out this morning. Be our guest here at the True Light Baptist Church. We are expecting a great day. The church is decorated for the occasion, and we'd love for you to be a part of what God is going to do. We are so very grateful for this past week's meeting, Sunday through Wednesday. Brother Robert Jones came, his dear wife, Miss Lisa, and had a tremendous meeting. God spoke powerfully to our hearts each and every service. If you were there, you can certainly testify to that. If you were not, you sure missed it. And I would encourage you to go back to either Facebook or to the website, and you can watch those again. But tremendous how God spoke to our hearts. And we are praying for a great carryover to this morning. And I'd love to have you a part of it. And church is at 8139. Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. And if you come from Highway 58, you know what to do. Take 501 South, right between the Sheets and the Hardys, and you'll go about 7.5 miles. Church is going to be right there on the left. You will have zero problem finding the True Light Baptist Church. And so come out, Lord willing. We'll be meeting this morning at 11 o'clock. And then we are going to have our 6 p.m. service. And so looking forward to that. And come expecting God to speak to your heart. I can promise you, warm welcome will await you. I really believe we'll all walk out the doors, and it has been good to be in God's house. We do want to go back to the portion of Scripture that we read last week, over there in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. And we are dealing with that thought, the mind of Christ. And so I'd like to read again verse number 5 down through verse number 11. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The mind of Christ. We talked to you a bit last week about our position in Christ. Isn't that amazing? And isn't that just mind-boggling to know that if you know Christ, the Bible says, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. The Bible also tells us that we've been seen seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Our debt has been paid. Our sin is gone. We are in Christ Jesus. Bible says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's awesome, isn't it? But we see in our text that the Bible tells us that though Jesus Christ was and is God and shall forever be God, when he came down to this earth, he humbled himself. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but the verse says in verse 7, but made himself of no reputation. And we talked to you about the fact that though we are the children of God, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are royalty. Yet, we must not have the wrong attitude personally about ourselves. Certainly, we ought to hold our heads up high, knowing that we are recipients of the grace of God. But let's hold our heads up high, glorifying Him, and not wrapped up in ourselves. May the Lord help us with that. May I give you this for your consideration this morning? Our pattern should be that of a servant. Go back now to verse number 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Think about this. Jesus Christ spent around 33 and a third years, I believe, on this earth, perfectly fulfilling the will of God, fulfilling the law. But notice that his nature while he was here on this earth was to serve others. You see in the gospel accounts that Jesus Christ was always serving. I want to go now to John chapter number 13 and allow these few verses to sink into your heart. Now, this is the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son, God incarnate in the flesh, come down to this sin-cursed world, and let's see what he's doing here in these first five verses. The Bible says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto his Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Well, think about that. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rose up from that supper, girded himself, and the Bible tells us that he washed the disciples' feet. You know, many like to tell other people how they ought to serve. We all agree that we should serve the Lord. But I don't know if we really allow that term, servant, serve, to really sink in. So many speak about service but do very little serving themselves. You know, there's some that there's just some things that's beneath them to do. I want to challenge you this morning. I don't know how it is in your local church, but I do believe that God's people ought to come together and God's people working together can see some great things done. You know, not everyone is going to stand behind the pulpit. Not everyone will teach a Sunday school class. Not everyone has the gift to sing. Not everyone has the gift to play an instrument during the service. Not everyone's qualified to be a deacon or leader. But there is so much work to be done. And I don't care who you might be, whether you're the pastor or whomever, there is nothing in the work of God that should be beneath you. Oh, preacher, I don't want to pick up a broom. I don't want to run a vacuum cleaner, you might say. You will never say it, but maybe in your mind you think that's beneath you. Maybe the yard needs mowing, and maybe it needs to be trimmed. Maybe in your mind that's beneath you. Or, you know, I give, so let's go, just go pay someone, and if that's how you do it, then that's fine. But the point of the matter is Jesus Christ took on the form of a servant, and he served, he looked to serve, he did not seek to be served. Though we should serve him with our whole heart, he was given us an example of humble service. You know, if it's the work of God, you keep this in mind. There's nothing, no matter how seeming insignificant it might be, there should be nothing in your mind that you're too good to do for the cause of Christ. Wait a minute. You mean, preacher, you mean going into a bathroom and clean a bathroom? That's what I mean. You mean if the pastor has a task that needs to be done? You mean me? That's what I mean. We see Jesus in John chapter 13. He's washing his disciples' feet. Now, I don't believe the Lord is asking us to do that, but the point of the matter is we ought to humble ourselves and be willing to serve him and serve others. Our pattern should be that of a servant. You see, the Bible says that he humbled himself. You'll never really truly be a servant until you get to that point. A true servant is not filled with pride, not filled with arrogance. Never would a true servant say, I'm above this. Well, a true servant is under the authority of his master. Whatever the master is, if it's something of great seeming significance, marvelous. But if it's the master's voice, no matter how small, insignificant to you it might seem, if the master is given the command, we ought to just be willing to do it. We're talking about having the mind of Christ. I asked you this morning, when you go to your local church, and if the pastor come up to you and say, you know what, I really need this done, would you be willing to do it? Would it be rolling through your mind, you know, I wonder how much recognition I'll get for this. I wonder how many people will see what I'm doing. Wonder how many attaboys I'll get. Or you look and say, you know what, nobody's going to pay any attention to this. I believe I'll let someone else do it. Oh, may God deal with your heart. Oh, we're just servants. It should be nothing too great or too small if the Lord desires it that we're willing to do. I encourage you, have the mind of Christ. May I say this in closing? As we stated, it's going to take some humbleness, isn't it? We have a choice on this Sunday morning, either to humble ourselves before God and be willing and desirous of service, or God has a way of humbling you. And oh, it's so very much better to humble yourself before God and say, Lord, whatever you have for me, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do, no matter how big, no matter how small, whether I get recognition or whether I don't, Lord, it's your work. You're my God. You're my master. Whatever you say is great with me. If you'll do that, you might be amazed what God will do. You might be amazed what God does through that local church. If a bunch of people get that attitude, whatever it is, Lord, we'll do it. Tell you what, wouldn't it be great if we all would just try to see? We'll pick up back up next week. I hope it's been thought-provoking, challenging to your heart. If you're not in that good church home, come out this morning at True Light. I look forward to seeing you. May the Lord bless.